I want to point out that I believe the difference between Pat and I is a failure on his part to look closely at these passages and take them all in the context of the entire revelation of God's will. I have never said or implied, or at least never intended to imply, and I'd appreciate any, of course we don't have time for the debate, but in private discussion, any point, anybody who knows anything that I said that would imply that an individual who had not received the love of the truth that he might be saved and thus was given a strong delusion there might believe a lie, he might be damned, could have forgiveness of sins that he committed in ignorance. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an individual who has faith in Jesus as the Son of God. He's repented of his sins, confessed his faith, been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. He's added to faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temper, temper patience, faith in godliness, godliness brotherly kindness love, or charity in the King James Version. That individual, he is growing. As he learns of sin in his life, he turns from it. And if he fails to turn from any sin that he discovers in his life as a result of his study of God's Word and his self-examination, at that point, and I should say, it is his failure to turn from the sin that he discovers, not the sin itself of ignorance, separation from God. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16, we have this statement. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. Peter writes, having a good verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I'd really like for you, Pat, sometime. I mean, I know it's not going to be in the debate now, but sometime to give a reason of the hope that is in you. Give a reason. Now, you said at one point in one of your speeches, never to sin is our goal. Well, you equate never to sin with walking in the light, right? So walk in the light is your goal. But you cannot know on your proposition whether you're walking in the light or not. I want to see that chart again that deals with that. It's probably here. No, it's my chart that I'm looking for. I don't need the chart to make the point. You've seen the chart. If walking the light means walking without sinning, it means never to sin, then in all way you can know that you're walking in the light. It's to have a complete understanding of God's revealed will. I didn't say you had to know all the facts recorded in the Bible, but you had to have a complete understanding of God's revealed will. And if there's anything of which you're ignorant that God wants you to do, you cannot be, you're not walking in the light from your position, and you cannot know that you're walking in the light. Even if you were, it'd be by accident. You couldn't know it for sure unless you have no hope at all. I don't want to see that red and black chart again, please. Thank you. Again, I'm saying that the individual who is adding to faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, godliness brother kindness love, or charity, that individual who is walking in the light, he is growing in Christ. Peter said, if you do these things, you shall never fall. Why? Because you'll never be guilty of sin of ignorance? No, didn't say that. And I deny that a person who is guilty of a sin of ignorance doesn't love God. I deny that a person who is guilty of a sin of ignorance necessarily. Now, some people are guilty of a sin of ignorance, yes, and don't love God. The people in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 through 12, yes, they were ignorant, but they were ignorant because God gave them strong delusion that they could believe a lie and be damned who had pleasure in unrighteousness. Is everybody who is guilty of a sin of ignorance have pleasure in unrighteousness? No. Not necessarily. Some do, yes. But the individual who has done these things and is adding these things, no, he doesn't have pleasure in unrighteousness. So when he discovers that he has committed an unrighteous act, what does he do? He turns from it. And if he fails to do so, then he reneges on his repentance. And by the way, I don't believe repentance means two different things for the alien and the child of God. Again, I don't think I want to introduce the alien into the discussion. It means exactly the same thing, to change one's mind concerning sin. And an individual who does that, and he doesn't renege on it, when he discovers the sin that he committed, he will turn from it because of that attitude, that same attitude. And he may change his attitude towards sin. And bringing up things such as homosexuality and fornication and adultery, while there may be in some places ignorance of those things being sin, I have a hard time with those things being examples of sins of ignorance. What about the alien sinner who is a Mason, or who contributes to United Way?